And the current economic crisis also topped the agenda today at the World Racism Conference in Geneva, Switzerland. A day after more than 100 countries passed a declaration of solidarity, delegates looked beyond the Middle East and the Iranian president's controversial speech to warn that increased joblessness could lead to greater intolerance of foreigners if governments fail to act. The Holy See's permanent observer to the UN in Geneva, Archbishop Silvano Tomasi, spoke to Philippa Hitchin about why the Vatican remains committed to the Durban 2 initiative while other nations have turned their backs on it.
As the Holy Father, Pope Benedict, has said, the conference is important because it addresses an ethical issue that needs to be talked about and for which measures have to be developed to fight it. Secondly, the UN is the forum for the whole world, for all the states of the world to speak. So there is clearly a right to express all kinds of positions, provided that they don't become so extreme that they cross, so to say, a red line beyond which nobody can go. The positions expressed in the last few days by one head of state have been extreme and totally unacceptable, and nobody can share with them or support them. So the key and fundamental reason for continuing the presence in conference part of most states of the world, we want to contribute to the fight against racism.